Yud Beis Mao Cheshvan, Sunday the 28th of October, Rabbi Shai Kolinsky, Chanuch Lana Alpidarko. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by one of our regular remote audio attendees, Le'ila Nishmas's father, Rav David Shmuel ben Rav Moshe Zichron Levocha.
Chanuch Lana Alpidarko. Educate a young child according to his path. Gam ki yazkin lo yosur mimena, concludes the pasuk in Mishlei. When he grows old, he won't deviate from it. So this is the foundation of chinuch, of education. And in many ways, we're going to see things that instinctually everybody knows that is true. And everybody says we should do it. It's not clear that we do. But maybe if we see clearly in the sources how it is supposed to be done, we can have even more success than we're having in our chinuch. First question we have to have is the definition of the word chanuch. And we have a Metzudas Tzion on the Pasuk in Mishlei. Inyan hatchola ledavar. It means that you're beginning something, she'osid lamod bo, that the person is going to perpetuate or continue, all right, in the future. And then we have the Rashi in this week's Pasuk, in this week's Parsha. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv vayarek es chanichav yilidei veso. That Avram armed his chanichav. Says Rashi, what is the meaning of chanichav? So it refers to Eliezer, who was the one that Avram brought into mitzvah. So chanoch also means to consecrate, the beginning. So the combination is you bring somebody in to something with a purpose for what it's going to be at the end. That is chinuch. We are bringing the child in, we are consecrating him, with a goal to what the end picture is supposed to look like. That's chinuch. Now it has to be alpi darko. So the Malbim says there are really two mitzvos in this pasuk. In the first half of the pasuk, we have a mitzvah of chanoch lena'ar. You have to educate. And then we'll see in a minute what it means al darko. So says the Malbim, that the first mitzvah is sheyargilenu minu'urov el hashlemus im b'deos im b'masi. You have to habituate, and this is a theme we're going to see, to habituate, to make him used to certain ideas, certain hashkafos, as well as certain behaviors. Why do I have to habituate? Says the Malbim, ki hahergel sheyurgal b'ne'urov. When you do something to a child when he's young, it makes an impression. It has an impact, and that impact stays with him for a long time. But lo chein hachinuch sheyischanech bigadluso. But if he gets older and then you try to start educating and habituate, it doesn't make the same deep impression. We have a concept in the Gemara not too long ago, I think in the Daf Yomi, Girsa Diyankasa, it makes a difference that a person who learns things when they're young, it stays with them in a much more fundamental way than when they learn it when they're old. So habituating a child, both in hashkafas as well as in actions, when he's young, has a greater impression on him and it has a longer staying power. That's the first mitzvah. The second mitzvah is, says the Malbim at Bet, mitzvah shiach chinuch al pi darko. It's not just enough to have a one-size-fits-all chinuch. Everybody is taught the same thing and everybody is habituated and everybody is made to practice the same things. Why? Ki kol adam, and this is a theme we're going to see in two more sources, which will complement each other. Ki kol adam misugal mitivo l'inyon acher. People have personalities and people have different tendencies. Bein b'deos, whether it's on an intellectual level, that some people, we might say, are more pshat-oriented, and some people are more pilpul-oriented, some people think in a very almost back-and-forth, and, you know, they need a lot of complication in their thinking. Some people need to keep it simple. So you have to make sure that you're educating him according to his intellect. What kind of a way of thinking does he have? Vitzorich lilamdom kefi ha-hachana shenimtzabo. Hachana means he was born with a certain way of thinking. He's prepared to receive education in one approach, and it won't work in another way. So that's in intellectual matters. Ubein b'masim, when you try to educate him in actions, in behaviors, seyeshem muchan le'umnus miyuchad ulemido miyuchedes. There are people who have certain tendencies towards different professions, towards different crafts, toward different kinds of behaviors. And v'yikabel osa bekal, if you educate him, al pidarko, what he is primed for, what he has the instinct for, then it's going to go in easy. He will be receptive to it. If you try to educate him in a way that's not appropriate, it will not go very easy. Now here's a very important last line that he ends with. How do I know? How could I tell? Says the Malbim, v'zeyukar behana'ar lefi hatishuka. Is he excited? Does he enjoy it? Says the Malbim, that's how you know if you got it right or not. If he's enjoying it, then he's going to receive it well. If he's not enjoying it, he's not going to receive it well. And here I want to jump, if you will, to source number 7, which is the Maharal's explanation on the Memches Dvarim Shehatorah Niknes Bahem in Pirkei Avos. So one of them is Besimcha. One of the Memches Dvarim Shehatorah Niknes Bahem is Simcha. Says the Maharal, how come? Why is Simcha Mida Gedola? So the Maharal says that a person, when he's receiving Torah, is receiving shleimus, completion. It's the ultimate shleimus of the human being. Says the Maharal on the second line, Ein roi la'adam shleimus ha'eloki hazeh. This divine shleimus that transforms the human being into an adam hashalem from a spiritual divine perspective, which is the Torah. It's not roi for the person. He's not able to really integrate it. Ki im al yedei simcha shehi shleimus nafshi. He has to have an emotional shleimus. He has to be shalem in his nefesh, in his emotions, in his personality. As the Maharal writes at other places, shleimus is a building block. You have to have the foundation of shleimus, then on top of that you build another level, and then on top of that you build another level. So there has to be simcha, and if the child is not besimcha, says the Malbim, and alludes to it the Maharal, it's not going to work. Let's go back to the end of source number 5. We'll just finish the Malbim, and then see the theme of the Malbim brought in 2 other sources also. Ulefi masher mishtadel, I'm on the 3rd to the last line. Lefi masher mishtadel be'atzmo be'eze davar miyuchad. Sorech lechanko lefi darko lefi haroshmim sheyesh bo el mashu muchan ein leha. So we have to see, what is the child drawn to? What does the child want to do? She'az lo yosur mimena gam ki yazki. Now he brings in the end of the pasuk, that if you do it right when he's a child, it will remain with him when he becomes an adult. Lochein, but it's not going to be that way. Im yechanchehu el mashuhu zulat tivo. If you try to educate him against his nature, it won't stay. And here we go right to the Vilna Gaon, the Biur HaGra on that pasuk in Mishlei, who explains us in a deeper way why that's going to happen. Why, if I do it when he's young, it will stay, but if I do it against his teva, against his nature, when he grows older, it's going to be lost. So the Vilna Gaon is going in the same direction as the Malbim. We're going to see, by the way, at the end, we're going to see one of the Meforshim goes in the exact opposite direction of the Malbim and the Vilna Gaon, and we're going to put the two of them together to make the whole picture. But the Vilna Gaon says like this, Ki ha'adam, I'm in the middle of the first line. Ha'adam I efshar lo lishbor darko kilomar mazolo shenolad bo. A person is born under a mazel, which means a person is born with a personality trait. Person is born with tendencies. He's going to bring the famous part in the Gemara that talks about Haiman, Dinolad, in this mazel and in that mazel, Haiman de Bimadim, person born under the mazel of Madim. So the Gemara in Shabbos, it's a little further on, says, he's going to be a shofech damim, which at the first glance sounds like that's a terrible thing. He's born to be a shofech damim, but continues the Gemara, but he has a choice. Is he going to use that shvichus damim, that bloodthirsty nature? Is he going to use it to be an armed robber and a murderer? Is he going to use it to be a shoychet? Is he going to use it to be a doctor? Is he going to use it to be a moihel? All of those people are manifesting their personality. So says the Vilna Gaon. So alzen nitna bechira biyad ha'adam sheyuchal lechos b'mazol olay zedavar sheyirtze. Person has free will. He can take that mazel and do with it good, or he can do with it bad. So we'll pick up the Vilna Gaon at the third to the last line, right after the two dots, after the three dots, and this is the key of the Vilna Gaon, third line from the end. V'zesha kosuv chanoch l'nar al pi darko. So what does it mean when it says educate according to his derech? It means mazolo vitivo, according to his nature. You have to identify his nature and educate appropriately. You have to utilize that personality in educating him to do mitzvos, and then when yazkin lo yosor mimena, when he grows older, he won't leave it. But look, here's the key line of the Vilna Gaon. Aval kasher tavireu al mazolo, but if you try to force him to do things that are against his nature and against his instinctual way of doing it, and you force him, ata yishmalacha, he will listen. You will be able to get him to do it. Why? Miyiroso oscha. You're bigger than him. He's afraid of you. He's afraid of the Rebbe. He's afraid of the parents. They're forcing him to do something against his nature. Aval acharkach. So that's the end of the pasuk. Acharkach beit yusar ulcha me'al tzavaro. But then he'll grow up, and you don't have the control and hold over him. So then, yosur mizeh, he's going to leave it. Why? Ki I efshar lo lishbor mazolo. You can't break the personality traits. If he was born with a certain personality, you can refine it, you can direct it, but you can't take an introvert and turn him into an extrovert. You can't take an extrovert and turn him into an introvert. Now there is shleimus hamidos. And of course we want to take that introvert and teach him how to be somewhat more outgoing. And we want to calm down that extrovert so that he's not all over the place. And there's such a thing as tikkun hamidos. But in the chinuch we have to identify what is unique mido is, what is unique mazel, what is his tendency, what is he cut out for, and make sure that we're not forcing him to do what's not appropriate. Because if we force him to do what's not appropriate, so he gets no chinuch on how to use his midah, here's the depth of this. He needs chinuch how to use his midah for good. And if you're not spending the time teaching him how to use the midos that he has for good, but you're forcing him to do things that are not that are just not part of his personality, so he's getting no training in how to use his midos for good. And then he'll be left with those midos in the extreme example, the ashid dama, in the extreme example, the spiller of blood. He will not have been educated, he will not have been trained, he will not have been directed to use that mida for good. So then when he grows older and you have no control over him, all he's left with is the natural mida, and he has no way of knowing how to use it. So of course the instinct is going to take him in not such a good place.
How do you translate the word maslo?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Okay? I think it's a good question, which means the answer isn't simple. Mazel means destiny, but you see from the Vilna Gaon, it also means personality. It means what you are born with.
It's the same thing, those two. Those two are not the same.
That's correct. There are many words that mean a multiple things. It's a very rich word. That's why it doesn't have one word. It doesn't have a one word translation. You see clearly from the Vilna Gaon. Okay? That's how he understands it, and that's how we have to understand it. Okay, all right. We'll skip now to source number 8, which also just adds one more element to it, along the same path that we've seen so far in the Malbim and in the Vilna Gaon. And he adds something to educators, but it's also directed towards parents. He starts with Misha Malame Tinokos Sefer Hasidim, Misha Malame Tinokos, and he sees that the kids aren't at the same level. Some are quicker than others. Some are smarter than others. They learn in different ways. All right? And Harav Shalen Rosh Ein Takonel Shil Medu Yachad. If we put them all in one group, everybody is going to be shortchanged. Everyone's going to be compromised. Okay? And he sees that one group needs a certain... they need two separate rebbes so that each one can address the way that they learn differently. Al Yishtok. He's not supposed to just keep quiet and keep going. Yomer Le'aviyam Eile Tzrichim Rav Levad Ve'Eile Levad. He has to tell parents... Each group, your kids need a different Rav. Afal pishi yafsidim yafridum. So in those days, the Rebbe, if he separated them, he would lose money. Because if he had 30 kids, he got more money than if he had 20 kids. So he's going to lose. Today, I think we lose. Right? If we have to make two classes for two different kids, but it's much cheaper to put 30 kids in a class than it is to put 15 kids in a class. So I'm not saying what the policy has to be or what we can afford, but we have to know what the consequences are. Okay? It's not going to be so successful. Okay? And then he has another point, and this is also very important in the curriculum aspects of our chinuch. Chanoch lenar al pidarko, says the Sefer Hasidim, im tira sheyatzliach b'mikre velo b'talmud. There are some kids that don't have a Gemara cup. And there are some kids that only like to learn Gemara. So in tirish yaslech b'mikra v'lo b'talmud al tidchok lo hashal l'lamdo talmud. If you see that he's not getting it in Gemara, and you keep forcing him to learn Gemara, then you haven't accomplished anything. V'im yavin talmud. On the other hand, there are some kids who love Gemara, and that's what they're primed for. So al tidchok also l'lamod mikra. Then don't force him to learn chumash that he's not interested in. So again, there has to be a balance. Clearly, there has to be. Everybody has to learn all parts of Torah. But the main emphasis could be on one part or another, and if you try to force a child to learn things that aren't appropriate, it's not going to work. Okay. On the back of the page, we now have the Sefer Reishis Chochma, Kabbalistic Sefer, which is going to introduce us to exactly the opposite pshat in the pasuk. So far we've had a pshat in the pasuk, Chanoch l'nar al pidarko. This is what you have to do. Make sure that you're educating him. Make sure you're doing it appropriate to his personality, to his tendencies, and make sure that it starts young so that it lasts. All right, and that's kiosk, and it will last. The Sefer, the Reishis Chochma learns pshat exactly the opposite. Let's see inside how that's possible. Chanoch l'nar al pidarko perush. Im techanech l'nar al pidarko. If you educate a child according to his derech, and he says, Mahu darko shel nar, what does a kid want to do? What's the derech? If you ask the kid, what does he want to do? Shelo lilmod, he doesn't want to learn. Lo lispalel, he doesn't want to daven. Right? El yeshev bot, the lirdov achar tavo, so he wants to sit there and play computer games all day. He wants to sleep in. So he says, Im chanoch lenar al pi darko. If you do that, im tazovo to al darko harov al tevan harosov. If you let him just go ahead and do that, velotim chebiyado, and you do not protest and you do not direct him towards doing what is appropriate and proper, so then don't think that okay, well he's just a little kid, he'll grow out of it. But gam kiyazkin, then when he grows up, lo yosur mimena, he's not going to change. Mipnei shenasalo biteva. Because then it just became his nature. Velo yuchal lifrosh mem. He's going to be so entrenched, he's going to be so habituated to such a behavior, that it's going to be very hard for him to change. So when we say, oh, he's just a kid, we got to leave him alone, says the Sefer Reishis Chochma, you got to be careful not to do that. Now again, we have to be, let's finish up and then we'll talk about how to balance this lemaisa. And then he just shows how he learns pshat. How is it possible to learn pshat like this? So he brings a similar pasuk. Right? According to this, it doesn't mean a mitzvah chanoch lenar al pidarko. That's not the, this is what you're supposed to do. But rather he brings a similar pasuk in Koheles. Pasuk in Koheles says, smach bachur b'yaldusecha. When you're young, have a good time. Of course, it's not telling the person, when you're young, have a good time. It's saying, watch out, because in tismach bachur b'yaldusecha, if you just spend your youth having a good time, so then al kol eila yavieho elokim b'mishpat. The end of the pasuk says, God's making an accounting, and at the end you're going to pay the price. In other words, it's a warning. So the Sefer Reishis Chochma learns this pasuk also as a warning. If you do this, kanoch lenar al pidarko, if you just let him be educated the way his instincts are, the way he wants, So gam kiask in lo yosur, when he grows up, he's not going to leave it. Okay, so the challenge here is the balance. Right? Ravolvi always talks about parents used to come to him to complain that the child just runs away from the Shabbos table. Right? Or, you know, he won't sit in shul. How old is the kid? 4 years old. Well, what happens at the Shabbos table that you want him to sit? So the adults are talking, hopefully, Divrei Torah or something else, and you want to know why the kid isn't sitting there. All right? For an hour. It's got to be appropriate. In other words, of course, you can't say, well, the kid wants to leave the table. At 4 years old, if you could get him to sing a little song, then the opposite. You should say, okay, now leave. Don't let him leave and make him feel that he's doing something bad. That's also... that's Chanoch Lenar Al Pidarko in the positive way. It's got to be a balance of what's age appropriate. And we have to make sure that we're balancing all of those things. That the behavior that we're demanding has to be age appropriate, but then we have to make demands. Every child can have demands. Once a child becomes two or three, that's Higia Lechinuch, it's possible. You don't want to educate, we're not here educating a baby to delayed gratification. Right? A three-month-old baby is crying, and we know there's a yisod of delayed gratification, and you're not supposed to expect everything you want immediately. So therefore, when the three-month-old baby cries, the mother says, well, you're going to wait a few more minutes. I'm on the telephone. Okay? That's my sugar. But a six-year-old, when I want it now, no, you have to wait. This is happening, or that's happening. You don't get everything you want immediately. So the instinct always is immediate gratification. The instinct is always now. So says the Sefer Reishis Chochma, if you let that happen, they're always going to expect immediate gratification. And that's what we talk about spoiling children. But it has to be done appropriately. If you try to force the child, and then we go back to the first part, if you try to force a child to do something that's inappropriate, then says the Vilna Gaon, he may do it because you're pressuring him and you're forcing him and you control him. But then he has no way, he's not educated to know how to translate, how to navigate, how to implement the things that are really appropriate. Okay. Where there's a question? Okay, so we have let's see now the last source. Chanoch Lenar Al Pidarko Kiyaskin, he quotes the Pasuk, Kishiyelo Halimud Vehachinuch Hamitzos Vehergel Hamidos Tovos Beteva Benaruso. If you habituate him to good midos, again, when you educate a child to delayed gratification, to sharing, all of the things that are midos, when he's young, so then, kol shekein b'ziknuso lo yosur mizos. That's the pasuk is saying. It's almost like a promise. If you educate chanoch lenar al pidarko when he's young, so then when he gets older, he will maintain those midos. Why? Lefisha hergel naase lo teva. That we have to get habits. Right? The idea that if you continue to practice a certain mida, even when it's difficult, so eventually it becomes natural. This is really all of the avoda musarit. This is all of musar. Right? The musar movement was to practice, to implement, to do it over and over again, things that are not coming naturally, because if they are appropriate, and of course your instinct is resisting it, so if you keep doing it, then you eventually realize that you can do it, and it becomes a habit. V'yoter b'ziknuso shemitkareret resichas hateva v'redifas hatava. In other words, he's saying like this, when we're young, it becomes hard to overcome our instincts. We have taiva, we have distractions, there are a lot of things that we have to overcome. If we're able to overcome those things in our youth, when we're younger, and we become habituated to good midos, which is, again, good midos really means to overcome instinct. Midos simply means to behave not according to instinct. Let me just give an example about educating not to instinct, which is part of chinuch. Right? We know we want to be baalei chesed, so we have to educate to chesed. Okay, so we can do chesed in an inappropriate way. That's because we could follow our instinct for chesed. A mother has an instinct for chesed. But if it's not, if it's only done out of instinct, it can be misused. The classic example is the safety announcement on an airplane. Right? A safety announcement on the airplane that if the air pressure in the cabin changes, an oxygen mask will drop. And what are you instructed to do? Put on your oxygen mask. And if you're traveling with a small child, can you imagine a mother of a two-year-old sitting there gasping for air, putting on hers first and not the child's? The instinct is to put on the child's. But the chesed is to put on yours. That requires work. See, that requires not operating out of instinct. We're many of the good things we do, we also do out of instinct. And we have to realize that our midos require us to do it with seichel, to work on it, to habituate ourselves to always do the appropriate thing and not follow instinct. So what the Menorah Hamor is saying, Yitzchak Abuv is saying, is that we have to habituate ourselves to do the things appropriately when we have a Yetzer Hara, when the instinct is against us. Because as we grow older, the instincts, the lusts, the taiva, the pressures, right, are lower, and then it becomes much easier. Okay. Let's see how he, the Menorah Hamor, also brings in the opposite perspective, the Reishis Chochma. Let's see on the third line. Im tazov lanar, at the end of the third line, im tazov lanar sheyechanech es atzmo al pi darko. Now he's going to learn the opposite shot. If you let the child just go educate himself the way he wants, what does he want? Leishev batel, to sit around doing nothing. Lirdof achar yitzro, he wants to give in to his lusts. He wants to give in to his taiva. And you do not protest. So then gam kiaskin, when he grows older, it's going to be the same, he's going to behave the same way. And he says like this, it's not just he's going to, it's going to be impossible for him to change. Because if when we're young, we just keep following our instincts and our lusts and we just give in all of the time and we don't learn self-control and we don't learn the idea of delayed gratification and we don't learn the idea of altruism, so then it just corrodes our personality and when we become older, it's impossible to change. Okay? And then he brings in the same pasuk of Smach Bachur B'Yaldusecho, that it's a warning to be careful not to do it. And then the last source that I have in the source sheet, if you're taking it with you, is one special nida that the Svas Tamim brings, and that is making sure that children are taught never to tell a lie. A famous story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he had some visitors over, and one of his little kids, 3 years old approximately, gets up on the coffee table, and in front of the guests starts dancing around. And Rabbi Yaakov didn't do anything, just ignored it. So one of the guests asked him, well, what is it? Kid gets up on the, where's the chinuch? Try to imagine that happening in your house. Okay, what would be your first reaction? Right off that table. Rabbi Yaakov ignored it. The guest asked, where's your chinuch? So he said, I have no doubt that at 14 years old, the kid will not do this anymore. Okay? If he would tell a lie, immediate discipline. Because if he tells a lie at 3, he's certainly going to tell a lie at 4, at 14. Right? So that's the idea of making sure that the education is age appropriate, and that you're educating him for the things that he needs education for, because if you don't educate him, then he may be lost when he grows up. But going back to the first yesod, and this is the most important yesod, and this is certainly what the Malbim and the Vilna Gaon point out, is that not everybody is the same, and you can't educate every child the same. And the children have to be educated in a way that's appropriate. And the key is to make sure that they're besimcha. If they're enjoying it, you know they're going to keep doing it.